Welcome everybody to Disney World A to Z. This is the podcast for all things Walt Disney World from A to Z. We'll take you through the magic alphabetically. My name's Emma.
And my name is Josh. We are slowly but surely making our way through the Disney alphabet, almost to the end now. We're to the letter U.
Yeah.
And so we racked our brains. What word starts with U that would be fun to talk about? What do we ultimately... Oh, sorry. What did we land on there, Emma? Gave away the word.
We landed on ultimate. Somebody suggested utilidors, which would be fun for next time. But
yeah.
Ultimate. This is going to be the ultimate Disney world stay. This is like the dream, you know? This is not
money
reality.
Money is no object.
Money is no object. We are just...
Unlimited resources. What would you do?
Totes. So yeah, this is going to be really fun.
Yeah,
we asked this question in the Facebook group, and we got a whole bunch of responses. So we're going to read those off too. And we also have a bunch of stuff that is like the dream. and I should say, some of this stuff, it's like you could, you know, like do one element of it on your trip, and like it could be your splurge. But a lot of this is like
we're going to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to do it all.
So okay, so if you're planning your ultimate Disney vacation, Emma, how long are you going down there? Just
first off,
how long are you going to be there?
That's difficult. Well, this is ultimate, so I don't think I should put a... This is going to be like that Say Yes to the Dress episode where they're like, well, the budget is $10,000 for a dress. The budget is $10,000, but, you know, if it's right, it'll be longer than that. So, or, you know, it'll be better, more than that. So I'm going to say that, you know, maybe like, I don't know, I'll go for like maybe a month. Let's say a month. But
if I
want to stay longer than that,
yeah,
I'll just stay longer. So
I'll just use more of my unlimited resources and
exactly,
book a longer trip. See, because here's the thing. Anytime, you know, you're looking for availability at these resorts, normally the value stuff and the moderate stuff is gone, but they've always got that deluxe stuff, especially the really expensive rooms. Like they're never sold out of those really expensive rooms.
True that.
They're always there. So you know, if you have unlimited resources, no worries about finding a room at Disney World.
And yeah, you got to think, like, I see, so in this episode, you know, this is like the stuff that's not on the menu because it's so expensive, you know, like I'm dreaming big here.
Yeah.
So yeah, if your budget is unlimited, you got to think that like they'll find you a room. They'll build you a room, you know.
Look, like I'm ready to drop $1 million on this day. How much, what are you going to do for me? And they're like, I'm sorry, we're booked. We have nothing.
They're not going to say that. They'll find us, Bobby. You got to think, like, I one time read this, it was a blog, and it was about these people who got married right in front of Cinderella Castle. It was, like, the most incredible wedding, and like they wrote, it was really cool because they had told you all about it and all about the planning, and they were like, obviously when you go to Disney and say, can I get married in front of Cinderella Castle, the first answer is no, but you just have to keep asking, and you know, you got the budget for it, you keep asking, you work it out. So
you just keep adding zeros to the check. Are
yeah,
you sure I can get married in front of the castle?
I think you're
now?
Not sure.
How about now? A lot of zeros.
Yeah. You could stay in the Cinderella Castle suite. Obviously, that's not a normal.
That's not in the booking website.
There is no
price on that because it's not available. But I'm sure that if you got in touch.
I have no
idea. You kept asking to speak to. Let me talk to your manager. Okay, now let me talk to your manager.
Exactly.
You got your
this is the ultimate trip. So, although.
Zeros to the check. Yeah.
I would not pick the Cinderella Castle suite because of other things that we're going to talk about. But
okay,
that obviously I feel like is one of the first things that comes to mind. So how should we jump into this, Josh?
Well, let's start with what resort would you want to stay at?
Yeah.
Would you want to camp out and stay at one resort the whole time? Or would you want to bounce around if you're going to be there for a month?
Good question. I definitely want to bounce around.
Yeah.
And I would bounce between the presidential suites at the deluxe resorts. Every deluxe resort has a presidential suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're incredible. In our trip report, the Polynesian Resort, the suites are in a building called Tonga. It's a really small building, very sort of unobtrusive looking, back by the marina. It's right off of the Great Ceremonial House. We actually got a crazy upgrade. It wasn't to like the presidential suite. It was to a nice room, but it was like the smallest of the suites in Tonga on our last trip, which was really cool. But I one time read that like celebrities will rent out the entire building of Tonga during their stay, because then like I guess all their people will stay there. Oh gosh, that's so I would have the whole I would have the whole of Tonga for at least a week.
invite all your friends. That's true. If you the unlimited resources, right? You could bring all your family, bring all your friends.
And these presidential suites are huge, and they have like enormous dining room tables and like, you know, multiple bedrooms. So I would totally do that. I would go. We have here the Royal Asante is, I think, the name of the presidential suite at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I have a kind of fun story. When I was little, on one of our earliest visits, we were having like a day where we were just hanging out at the lodge, and I met this little girl at the pool. Like, we were the same age, and like, we, you know, just kind of hit it off. And so their family was also hanging out at the resort that day, so we were like, you know, just wandering around together, and we were talking about the presidential suites, and the little girl's like, I wonder if we could see them. And like, she was so amazed. Like, she had the best go-getter attitude. She goes and finds, like, we're like wandering all the hallways, and we found a housekeeper, and she's like, can we see that presidential suite? The housekeeper let us in. They were empty that night, so we didn't get to stay there, obviously, but it was just so exciting. I was like, awesome. I can't believe you did this, you know, like, it was, they were beautiful. If you've been, so the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you know, when you're outside on Arusha Rock and you look back up towards the lodge,
yes,
and like on either side, flanking either side, are these really cool huts, though, like with rounded balconies.
Those are the presidential suites.
Those are the presidential.
Okay. Yeah.
They were so gorgeous. Oh, I would stay there. And of course, when you stay in a presidential suite, you get access to the club level. So like at Tonga, in our trip report episode, I talked about this, but there is like a mini lounge in Tonga, but then you also get access to the full club level lounge in King Kamehameha, in the Hawaii building. And it's the same at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, where you get access to the the Kilimanjaro club level. So you obviously can go and have all your snacks there. Yeah, that we stay club level for one night, you know, at a time. on my brother, who's a cast member, we stay with him. So but like a week, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Royal Asante looked really good. I assumed, having seen those huts when I looked back up, I was like, that must be like the expensive room here. Whatever the most expensive room is, that must be it. But that room looks awesome. The presidential suites at Contemporary, at the Contemporary look really cool.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick just one, I would probably stay at the Contemporary Tower. But like, if I was going to bounce, I would stay at the Royal Asante and Contemporary.
Yeah, although there are also, like at DVC, those Copper Creek cabins and the Bora Bora bungalows.
Yeah.
Those are also kind of dream things. Whenever you, what's the highest level of a DVC room called?
Like the three bedroom villas?
Right, exactly. Or like, yeah, two the like villas, enormous. Maybe. Like at Bay Lake Tower, I think they're like two floors. And they're like three.
At Saratoga, they're two floors as well.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fun.
I was walking from Artist Palette back to our room, which is, you know, something you do a lot when you're at Saratoga because that food is so good. There was somebody who had like their window open. I happened to glance over and it was like a two-story room.
It's insane.
I was like, whoa. And I was trying not to be creepy, but I couldn't help but just like look at it. I was like,
I feel the same way. Whenever you walk by those at night, you're like, oh my gosh.
Can't even call it a room. It basically looked like a house. Like,
it's an apartment.
Like it looked like an apartment. It really did.
Gosh.
That would be
and
fun
the
too.
Tree houses at the treehouse villas right next to Saratoga Springs.
Yeah.
We've stayed in those for one night. We found a really good rate one time.
Was that fun?
They're really fun. They have like a whole kitchen area. So they're two bedroom because they have one bedroom with bunk beds and then a master bedroom. But they do, I think the sofa folds out. But that was really fun. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. All right, so that's. You mentioned briefly too the Bora Bora bungalows. Like, that would be pretty cool as well.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That does sound fun. Okay. So that's where we'd stay. What kind of experiences would we enjoy on this no holds barred Disney trip? I would definitely get one of those VIP tours that costs $600 an hour.
An hour.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Unlimited fast passes, whatever you want. It's like unlimited express transportation. So express transportation, that bus is now gone. Yeah. But it was fun when we took it. Maybe you mentioned, you noticed this too. But the VIP tour guides, like when their guests want to park hop, they pick up right around where the express transportation buses did. Cool. So it was kind of fun to see like the little, you know, VIP tour
if you pay for this VIP tour, I think it's a max of like 10 people. And it's like, I think it's like $475 to $600 an hour, depending on the time of year. And basically, they just put you in touch with the cast member, and the cast member just asks you like, what kinds of things do you want to do? What kinds of things do you want to see? And then they just make that happen.
They make it happen. And you don't wait in line for rides. Lady in the Rock and Roller pre-show. Yeah. Make it happen.
Make it happen. It'll be a sad day when that gets removed. Aww. as a little tangent. Every time I ride Rock and Roller Coaster, I think this isn't gonna be here for much longer, I bet.
I hope you're wrong. I'll cry.
I know. I just have a feeling. I have a feeling it's not long for this world.
I have a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, maybe that's the best way to put it. Yeah. Because it's a Star Wars reference, and Star Wars is taking over the park.
You're right. And Rock and Roller is not Star Warsy. Oh, yeah. I love Star Wars, but please, Star Wars, don't take my Rock and Roller. Yeah.
That's the weirdest rumor about Monsters, Inc. becoming something, like that ride getting a Monsters, Inc.
That would not be okay. Here's my ultimate Disney thing. I would bribe Disney into keeping. I'd be like, here's the amount of money I'll give you. And for the next, I tell you what, for my lifetime, you can't change Rock and Roller. Uh-oh. You can give it a different band every so often. You know, you could change it up a little bit, just not a lot.
What would you think about this really is a tangent, I'm sorry, but what would you think about them changing the theming to a different band? Same ride, okay. Same experience, different band.
I'd be okay. I think I'd be okay. Yeah. I mean, they'd obviously still have to get a really fun, the same kind of pre-show with a really fun lady, you know, like they'd have to make it like that. But I'd be okay. I'd be open to another band. I mean, it'd be hard to replace Aerosmith, but if they had to change it,
All right. Very good. Okay, so what kind of, getting back on track here, what kind of experiences would you want to enjoy?
I would totally go for a Wild Africa Trek, which we did once for my brother's birthday in like the hottest part of the day because that was the cheapest tour. But it's so much fun. You get, like, you see the animals up close and you go over those crazy bridges like right over the crocodiles, and then that boma, when you're riding Kilimanjaro Safari, you can see off in the distance this little hut. That's where you get to sit and hang out. You know what, I would have a party on the boma. I would rent it out for the whole afternoon. And because during the tour you have like maybe an hour and a half ish on the boma, and they have like a little tiffin, a little box with some lunch that's really delicious. But hey, I'd have a party on that boma. I just loved hanging out there.
Every time I'm on Kilimanjaro Safaris now, I notice those things now because you mentioned the Wild Africa Trek.
It
sounds really fun. I would. This isn't something that's super expensive, but something I've never done before that I would like to do is the Behind the Seeds tour. That kind of shows you how the food is made at Epcot. I think that would be a lot of fun. I'd love to do the Keys to the Kingdom tour. I've never done that one. I've never done any tours at Disney, so that one would be fun. Backstage Magic would be fun.
I've never done that, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to check it out.
It'd be fun to just like do, like have a week of the month-long tour, or the month-long resort, the month-long vacation, where 1 week you just did a different tour every day.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Just like do all the tours.
Every single tour. Yeah. That'd be fun. Although, you know what? So speaking of Star Wars, if Star Wars Land were open, that would be a major focus of my, you know, ultimate no bar held, whatever, Disney vacation. Because I would want, like, you got to think about the stuff that, you know, like the people who basically rented out the Magic Kingdom for their wedding. Or, like, did you see this a couple of years ago, Josh? Like, it was some travel agent company or in Orlando, I think, like, literally rented out the Magic Kingdom for the evening. Like, they closed early at 6. Wow. for their travel agents. And they had, like, it was, like, Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's Very Merry on steroids. Like, there was, like, a mad tea party literally going on, like, outside the mad tea party, like, a big, long table with chairs and, like, the Mad Hatter. And, like, it was just, like, next level characters roaming around. That's crazy. And all, like, That would be fun to like throw like some epic, epic party. But I would totally rent out Galaxy's Edge, like just for me. And you know just who would come? I would invite a couple friends. I would invite Poe Dameron. Oscar Isaacs can come.
Oh, Daisy Ridley. Your buddy Poe. Just
yeah, Poe. My buddy Poe. I love Poe so much. But I would let Ray come too. Daisy's invited. And, you know, John Boyega, Finn, he can come along too. Sure, the four of us.
All can come along too.
We would have the best time. We could like dress up and we just like explore Galaxy's Edge. It would be like Star Wars IRL. Oh, gosh. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, this is if that Star Wars hotel is open, that does kind of change things up a little bit too.
Yeah. That sounds incredible. Boy. So immersive.
I've known people that have been to Disney World like when it was rented out because they knew somebody or something, or they were a part of some event, and like somebody just rented. Who knows how much money that cost? I mean, it's got to be multiple millions of dollars to pay everybody that would be involved in keeping that place
open. Just the cast members. Yeah.
Multiple millions of dollars, but yeah, that's pretty crazy that they like for the right price they will just shut that place down early, I guess, or just keep it open later, just for you and your party. That's just so weird to me. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it'd be so cool too. Like you know, we've been in the park like at early openings or you know late at night when like you have it to yourself and it's like so fun. But like to actually like rent it out and literally have it to yourself, that I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. All right. So then, what kind of food are you eating?
Oh, the food is obviously going to be a big part of the ultimate experience. Surely you are going to indulge, Josh.
I would indulge. Yes, look, I mean, if I have these unlimited resources, I have a personal trainer
that
I would bring along with to make sure, like, look, just you, I'm gonna just keep eating things, and you tell me when I need to stop, so that when we wake up in the morning, I can exercise and work all of these things off in about 2 hours, and I'll exercise.
That's all I can give you in the morning. Then I have to be off to my tour.
Then I gotta peace out. You're on your own.
Oh gosh.
I mean, obviously Victoria and Albert's, right? Kind of goes without.
Oh my gosh, totally.
Every night.
Although, you know what? No, here's what I'd do is I'd have them bring it to me in my presidential suite at the Grand Floridian.
Oh my gosh. But part of the appeal of Victoria and Albert's is sitting there while they're cooking the food in front of you, basically.
You're right.
Yeah.
So maybe like every other night they could bring it up to me.
It's my dine-in night, so I'll be here, but takeout is tomorrow. So
seriously, those presidential suites with their giant, like when you see photos of them, their giant like dining tables, like they look like they're made for a feast. Like, you know, they look like they're just begging for a catered meal. So.
What other food besides Victoria and Albert's?
Gosh. Let's see. Well, I mean, there are all the delicious kind of deluxe places that you like maybe go once as a splurge.
Yeah.
I haven't been to California Grill. I would totally go to California Grill.
Mm.
I'd like to go there. Tiffin's. Oh, that'd be so fun. Don't you dine with an Imagineer at Tiffin's? Or is that a special thing?
Yeah, there is somewhere where you can dine with an Imagineer.
Maybe, like, not everyone who goes to Tiffin's does that, but I think you can.
Yeah, it's some sort of package you can buy. That's something else I would do. Yeah, I've seen that package available on Disney before.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. I would hit up I would probably just have a week where I just bounce from resort to resort and just eat at the most expensive place at every resort. So go to Animal Kingdom and eat at Jico, you know, Victorian Albert's at Grand Floridian. What's the expensive place at the Poly? Does Polynesian have like a nice
Ohana
restaurant?
Ohana. Gosh, I guess Ohana is
and
the
then,
most.
Kona Cafe. Yeah, I guess Poly doesn't really have like a.
No,
luxurious,
not fancy, yeah, not like Grand really has Narcoosie, Citrico's, like one after the next, and they have that when we talked about this when we did our G for Grand Floridian episode, the Highway in the Sky Dine Around, which is like it's not literally eating on the monorail, but it's like you hop around the Seven Seas Lagoon on the monorail and eat at each place. So I think you like start at the Contemporary, move to the Polynesian, you know, move to the Grand Floridian, you eat something at each place, and then get back on the monorail. Although if this is the ultimate trip, I would just rent out a monorail, and I would make them serve me on the monorail.
We like we keep bouncing from like
reality to
reality splurge to like wait, hang on, how much
what are the
how much do I actually have here? Because I'll just buy a monorail.
Oh, gosh. And for the menu, you know what I would have them do? I would have them make me all of my favorite things from around property and also, like, all of my favorite things that are gone. Like, at the at Chef Mickey's, they used to have this Bay Lake banana tart that was, like, my mom's favorite thing. Mm. I'd have them make that. I'd have them make the Tahitian vanilla creme brulee on the cruise line. Last time we were on the cruise line a couple years ago, we had that, and it was so good. I would have them make me that. Like, all the little things that are now gone, or just all the little things, like, that are all around property, I would just have a feast of all of them in in my monorail, in my presidential suite. We could rent the Grand One. You could have it on the yachts, you know, while cruising on your fireworks cruise.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah. There's a lot of little things that don't like cost a bunch of money that I would definitely do if I was on, like, a month long trip there, and I had more, like, leisure time. It's funny to say leisure time on a vacation or whatever, but if I had more time to just chill on my vacation, here's some other things I would do. But I would do, like, horseback riding at the campgrounds. Yeah. I would do golf lessons, which I didn't realize that Disney offered golf lessons. That actually sounds really fun, and that's actually something I might actually do one time.
That'd be fun. And they're, like, a destination golfing place. Like, you don't think of golf, but, like, isn't a PGA tournament held there? Like, it's, like, hardcore. So
they're nice golf courses for sure. There's boat rentals, bike rentals at the boardwalk, which is something I do want to do at some point soon. And then you can do canoe rentals as well.
Yeah. We did that at Fort Wilderness one time. It was really fun.
I went around
the canoe loop.
It would be so fun to ride around in the water around there in some sort of little flotation device. That'd be fun.
Yeah, the water mice and lots of the resorts. They also have fishing, which I think is pretty expensive in different places. So lots of really fun, like, little extras that you don't think about, but, you know. You go to parasailing. They have that at
I saw that
on Bay Lake from the Contemporary.
I don't think I've ever seen people parasailing at Disney World. I don't think I've seen this.
I've seen a couple. You don't see them a lot. My brothers, actually, that was, like, a thing in my family when they turned, I think it was 18, or when they graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. It was, like, their big thing. So I think my two oldest, Aramis and Porthos, did parasailing. And then I think Athos actually did the Wild Africa Trek instead of parasailing. Oh, okay. That was, like, his sort of substitute. I can't remember what I did, but, like, it was, like, a, like, really special, like, you know.
Yeah, that sounds sounds cool. That's really neat. Well, what is there anything else that we would do on this?
Gosh.
It sounds,
I'm trying to think.
It's going to be disappointing to go to Disney World and do anything after thinking about all this.
Oh, well, hey, we haven't read the comments yet. Should we go through and check out what everybody else says?
Yeah, let's read through the comments here. Let's see. What have we got, Emma?
All right. So we have, let's see. First of all, let me go back to the end here. Nikki says, club level every night at the Grand Floridian. Mm. Totes. Dinner at Victoria and Albert's. VIP tour guide every day. Or do I resort hop? I know the choices when it's unlimited.
Sounds fun. Danielle says, if money were no object, we would definitely, everybody's going to say Victoria and Albert's, I think. We would definitely hit up the Polynesian bungalows and go to Victoria and Albert's. However, I think having unlimited time would be more intriguing to John and I. We would do resort hopping every tour, every ride, and definitely take time to relax at the resort. We love the sand bottom pool on our sore feet on this last trip. You know, I guess we didn't really set up Victoria and Albert's, but basically Victoria and Albert's is, like, for two people, I think it's over $500.
Yeah.
But it's this really ornate meal at the Grand Floridian.
It's like rated as one of the best meals in Florida, or the best meals in
the country,
States.
I think.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, but it's supposed to be one of the top restaurants in all of the nation. So, very, very high praise, but also a steep price to pay for Victoria and Albert's. But it's sort of like a joke at this point at Disney World. Like, there's this one, like, really expensive place, but it looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like what Danielle says about, like, just having time to relax, because often, you know, like we're saying, you don't have time to, like, you know, take a break on your Disney vacation just because there's so much you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Rachel says, staying in a Polynesian bungalow, taking minivans everywhere. That would be super fun. You could just have, like, yours on call. A spa day at Senses. Ooh, that's smart. I've never done anything with the spas, but that would be fun.
Yeah, I've never done any of the spa stuff either, but it does look really cool. Let's see. Hillary says she'd spend a week or two at Disney World and then add on a Disney cruise to top it all off. Oh, why didn't we even think of
that
this?
That is smart thinking. That is genius.
I want a Disney World sandwich where there's a cruise obviously at the beginning of the trip and then at the end another Disney cruise.
I love it. Actually, I want one of the first cruise to be to the Caribbean and then the second to be to Alaska. I really want to do one of those Alaska ones someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Nicole says a VIP tour guide for every park. Totally.
That's a good one. Alyssa says she'd stay at the Grand Floridian, eat at the 50s Primetime Diner, Cinderella's Royal Table, be our guest, and other places I've never been able to eat. Get an unlimited photo pass. Go on all the rides.
You can have a photo pass person accompany you everywhere.
There you go, like a VIP photo pass.
Yeah.
She'd go on all the rides in each park, one park every day, and then go to them all again and meet every single character I can, and then do all of them all again, doing only my favorite things. There you go. It's
a good one. You could just, wouldn't that be if I like just ride the, whatever ride you want, just be like, I'm going to get on this again. I'm actually not going to get out of this ride vehicle. You can just leave me on for a couple hours.
Just, she's like sitting in it, and you're like, just shut just this row off. I'm just going to sit here.
Oh gosh. Let's see. Julia says, definitely spend time at Beach Club to use the amazing pool. They do. That is, it's like a water park. Dinner at Cali Grill, of course, during the fireworks.
Yes.
Last year they were at a window seat during Cinderella's Royal Table. Oh, that's fun. And then animal tours at the AK, Star Wars dessert party at Hollywood Studios. Oh, there was a Star Wars thing I wanted to mention. Have you heard of this, Josh? I've heard that there is a thing at Hollywood Studios. I think Hollywood Studios. Where it's like one of those interactive, you know, games where you like go around.
Yeah.
And I think at the end you get, you know, that medal that Han and Luke get at the end the first movie? You like literally get it in a box at the end. And it's really expensive. I'd do that. I'd figure out what the heck that is and then do it.
Yeah, I was looking it up a little earlier. I forget what it's called. I don't even know if they still do it.
Oh.
I think it's called Star Wars Rebel Adventures.
Oh, I wonder what, like, is it kind of like Agent P at the, you know, Epcot? Like, it's, I don't know how they work it. I've never seen anyone doing it, but I've heard about it.
It's $500.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine your rebels walking up to the resort room door to discover an Imperial recruitment banner. The Empire was there. Once again, they'll discover the Rebel Alliance has infiltrated the room, leaving gear and tech to help on the secret mission for the rebellion. Through an augmented reality feature with the Star Wars app on their phones, Ezra Bridger from the hit TV series Star Wars Rebels guides them on an undercover mission. So it's like this whole, it's sort of like maybe like a light version of what they're going to do with the hotel eventually, the Star Wars hotel.
Oh, that makes sense. They're kind of having a run through, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting over the next couple of years, the things they're going to kind of implement in the parks to kind of get ready for Star Wars, for Galaxy's Edge and the hotel. Like, they've got that VR experience coming to Disney Springs this Christmas. And then the other big one is the space restaurant that they're building in Epcot. That's gonna like it's gonna be like you're in a space station, but the screens they're using that kind of circle the building, I think, are the same kind of screens they're gonna try and implement in the Star Wars hotel, so that you feel like you are out in outer space in your hotel. But to me, I'm just curious to see how they're gonna do this, because to me, you can always tell you're looking at a screen, right? Unless you're, I mean, even if you're wearing 3D glasses, you know you're looking at a screen, even if there's some depth there. So I'm curious how they'll get around that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe some projection mapping or something like that. All right. Any other thoughts we got?
I think just last one from Teresa. They had the ultimate trip this year. Stayed at Animal Kingdom. Did VIP tour for 7 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and they did Flight of Passage 4 times in a row.
Dude, these are the things you can do if you're paying somebody $600 an hour.
It was a surprise for the 50th. Oh, happy birthday. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Gosh, yeah. Oh, I'm just getting distracted now. In the Facebook group, we answered a question a couple weeks ago about somebody, weather in Florida, because someone was going to a wedding, and they posted a couple of pictures from the wedding, and it looked so beautiful. So, gosh, I'm Catholic, so whenever I get married, I'll have to get married in a church. But if I had an ultimate Disney thing, I would totally have a second wedding at Disney.
Hold on, Emma. If resources are unlimited, you could have a Catholic church built in the Magic Kingdom. You could get married in the Magic Kingdom.
That's hilarious. Hey, at Epcot, they already have an Italy pavilion. They could just build St. Peter's Basilica. Hey, you know,
there you go.
There it is.
It wouldn't even upset the fans because it'd be like, finally, something not IP related built in Epcot.
Catholic
this actually
Church
makes Inn. Sense here.
Wow. They used to have Catholic Mass at the Polynesian. But now, of course, they have the beautiful Mary Queen of the Universe Shrine, which is not far from property, but not on property, where you can go to go to Sunday Mass. But wow, Sunday Mass in Epcot, that'd be pretty great.
They do church services around like Easter and Christmas
they
and
do.
Stuff, right?
Yes.
Like,
in fact, they still do. Yeah, they have a Catholic Mass and then I think a just Christian service. So
that would be really interesting to experience at a Disney park. It's something on my list of things to do. Would be very interesting. Cool. Yeah. Well, this was a lot of fun.
It was.
Good times. all right. Now we're back to real life where resources are not unlimited and you have to budget. But oh, well. Good times. Well, if you have questions for the show, we do listener question shows on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear from you. Go to our website, WDWAtoZ.com. You can submit a question there or click the link to join our private Facebook group, which you can ask questions in there. We have a really fun community going on over on Facebook. And if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, we'd always appreciate that. That means a lot to us. Thank you to everybody listening. And what's the social media accounts, Emma?
Yeah, if you head over to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, we are Disney World A2Z. Give us a like, give us a follow. I'm going to have to figure out what to use a picture of for this, for you. It's like I wish I've been to the Cinderella's suite, because then I could use a picture of that. I guess I could just grab a picture of it.
I'll send you a PNG of Rich Uncle Moneybags from Monopoly.
There you go. That. That's true. We just need like stacks of money in front of Cinderella Castle. That's what the graphic, the you graphic should be.
Photoshop a picture of a Catholic church in front of the Magic Kingdom. And then I'll title the episode Emma's Wedding
Surprise.
That
won't confuse people. First, we got to get Poe Dameron there.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Very good. Well, good times. We'll be back on Wednesday with listener questions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye.
Have a magical day.